You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We'll have more clouds around for your Tuesday evening. Temperatures cooling through the 40s. It was a warm day out there. Heading through the evening, we'll go from those 40s down into the upper 20s by our Wednesday morning. More sunshine tomorrow, a high temperature right around 49 degrees. And then on Chiefs Thursday, we'll have showers and high temperatures only in the upper 30s. From Channel 9 and First Alert, meteorologist Neville Miller, KMBZ Weather.
53 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
Jam 1984. Night Ranger. Is your artist of the day. Will, you would agree this is a jam.
Yeah, but it does get a little too hard at times.
All right, we're ready to play Jam.
Just real quick, did we ever figure out what that song is about?
I believe it's about a car.
Uh-huh.
And his girlfriend leaving.
Hmm.
Are you ready to play Jam or no Jam?
Ready as I'm ever going to get.
You know the rules? We will give you 0.3 seconds. Of a song. It has to be from the yacht rock or slow rock genre.
Yes.
You tell us if it, well, first of all, you have to tell us who it is, the name of the song, and whether or not it is a jam or not a jam.
All right.
All right. Here is your first one. I've got it. You get 0.3 seconds. Are you ready?
Ready as I'm going to get.
Here it comes.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
I think I'm going to need a little more.
Okay, let me just give you 0.2 seconds. Are you ready?
Do my best. Dan Hill, Sometimes When We Touch. That is a jam.
Break down and cry. I want to hold you till the fear in me subsides.
Fun fact, his parents are from here.
Well, that is...
Wait, really?
Dan Hill's parents are from Kansas City?
Originally, yeah. They moved to Canada after they got married, but originally they were from here.
Who knew? Okay, are you ready for your second song of the day for Jam or No Jam?
Sure.
Okay, Rod Fire when ready, please. That's a doozy.
That is Up Where We Belong from Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warren, which is a jam.
But we clung still. Every day, the lift is up where we belong.
All right, so far you're 2-0, or 2-2.
Thank you.
Are you ready for this one?
Sure.
You're 2-0. You get 0.3 seconds. This is a toughie.
Okay.
You've never had this one before.
I really feel like we've had How Much I Feel by Ambrosia before, which is a jam.
Nailed it as always, my friend. Rod, you may fire when ready.
Against All Odds by Phil Collins, which got robbed. So take a look at me now. That totally should have gotten the Oscar for Best Original Song that year. Because it's such a jam.
It is such a jam. All right, now, before we continue, Will.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what song I'm about to play next?
No.
Can you see my computer?
I cannot.
In all the times we've ever done Jam or No Jam, have I ever told you the song before we play it?
You have not.
All right.
All I can see is the back of your computer monitor.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
0.3 seconds. When I
try. Easy from the Commodores, which is a jam.
No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy.
You truly are the master, my friend. You are the master. I'm so impressed by you today.
Thank you.
Rod Fire when ready, sir.
Oh, that's too easy.
Oh.
That is too easy.
Wait. I don't even know that one.
Really?
No.
Well, that's Roll With It from Steve Winwood, which is totally a jam.
Yeah, Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see how we're going to play this game.
That is such a good song.
Someone just wrote in, you need to make these songs harder for Jam or No Jam. So
okay.
I'm going to look for one while you do
okay.
your thing.
Here's what we'll do. Because some people think the songs are too easy. I don't know how, because we only give you 0.3 seconds. I couldn't get half of them, and I couldn't get a tenth of them.
Yeah, but this isn't your wheelhouse either.
No, it's not. But you guys send us in on the text line, 22980, and Dana's going to monitor that for a few minutes, songs that you think are not so easy.
I have just closed my tab for the text line.
Oh.
So you can't see the text
line. I can no longer see the text line.
All right. Are you ready? Here
sure.
comes your next one.
Ready.
I'm going to give you 1/5 of a second on this one.
Okay. I'm going to need a touch more than that.
Go with your gut. Go with your gut.
My gut says You're the Only Woman by Ambrosia.
Okay, that would not be accurate. Let me give you two tenths. Check it. 0.3 seconds.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready. Oh, You're the Inspiration from Chicago, which is a jam.
You're the inspiration. You bring feeling to my life. You're the inspiration.
All right, Rod, I'm going to load up one.
I got one.
From in here. From the text line. Rod, you may fire when ready.
Heart of the Matter from Don Henley. That's a jam.
Really? I'm surprised you would say this.
Why? Why would okay. I not call that a jam?
I got the call today.
I mean, I think it's a jam.
Didn't wanna hear. Oh,
but I knew that it was coming. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All
right, this one's from the text line, okay?
Okay.
Because they think we're playing too easy with you.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Here ready, yeah.
0.3 seconds.
Oh, that's Close to You from the Carpenters, which is a jam.
Just like me, they love to be.
All right, Rod's got the other one from
I
the text line.
Rod.
Okay. Rod, you may fire the other one from the text line when you are ready.
You get what did you give me?
Oh. Give it to him off the air. Give it to him off the air.
Okay.
Go. Quick. Okay. Did you get that
okay.
one? Okay.
Okay. Okay. I had this one ready to go.
All right, play that one and then we'll play the other one from the text line.
Lido Shuffle from Boz Scaggs, which is not a jam.
Not a jam!
Not a jam.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
It had to happen sometime, right?
All right, Rod's going to load up our next one from the text line.
Okay.
This one's from me. Jam or no jam, you get 0.3 seconds. Here it comes.
Oh, Holding Back the Years from Simply Red. You know that's a jam. And it's always going to be a jam.
''1985.
Picture Book was one
of
the
my,
album.
That's exactly right. One of my favorite bands of all time.
Were you in Germany at the time?
I was.
So was the, were they?
They were huge.
I was going to ask
they
if they were a thing
huge
there.
Huge in Germany. Not so much in the States. Rod has another one from the text line. Are you ready for this one?
Ready.
Rod, when you're ready, fire it will.
No lie.
Oh.
Gonna need a touch more
Ooh.
Of that. The Air That I Breathe from the Hollies. If you had asked me 6 months ago, I would have said not a jam. But my taste has evolved. It is a jam.
That is the greatest song.
It's really good. It's really good.
We're going live.
Like live version?
Yes. I'm gonna see how good you really are.
Okay. Do the best I can.
0.3 seconds on a live version of a song. Are you ready?
As ready as I'm ever going to get.
Here it comes.
Oh, Lady from Kenny Rogers. Of course that's a jam.
We belong together. Won't you believe in my song?
I might have to download that.
That's the live version.
Lady. For so many years I thought
I'd never find you.
Everything about that song is excellent. There is nothing about it that is not just perfect.
Rod, we got two more. One from Rod, one from me. Rod, fire when ready.
Baby Come Back from Player, which is a jam.
I'm going live again.
Again?
I'm going live again.
All right.
You ready?
I don't think I'm going to get any more ready.
0.3 seconds. Here it comes.
Wait.
Gonna need a touch more of that one.
All right, I understand. It's a live version.
Live version is hard.
Yep, live versions are always hard. Here we go. 0.3 seconds.
Kiss me.
Leaving on a jet plane, John Denver, which is a jam.
If you can tell me who he is singing this live version with, I will give you $100.
Well, it's too bad that I have no idea.
Well, hang on.
Paul and Mary? I don't know. It's not Olivia Newton-John.
It is not.
Is it Linda Ronstadt?
No, it's Cass Elliott.
That's obscure.
I never would have. Yeah.
So many jam or not a jam?
That particular version in particular is a jam.
All right.
I like that. With Mama Cass.
Every place I Rod's going to send us out with one more. Think of you. Every song I sing. You get 0.3 seconds.
I'm
going to
have to listen to that later. That was good.
Yeah, that was good, man. God bless him. I miss him.
As do I.
Ooh.
Bee Gees, More Than a Woman, which is... Yeah, that's a jam.
Okay. You are a genius, my friend. You are a genius.
Thank you.
Tomorrow we'll do mixtape at 5 o'clock on the program tomorrow. Dana's going to sit that one out. Oh, Air Supply.
I love. No, that's Bread.
Oh, Bread. Bread. Ooh.
You sheltered me with love. Yeah.
Will, what is that?
The
that's
finest
Bread.
Thing I ever knew.
Everything
was all the years I had with
Bread.
You.
Son of a beast.
Yeah, none of you got it right except for
one. I don't mess up Bread.
I got
half a slice there.
I didn't even have my headphones on.
Hey, when you're looking for a car, you want three things. You want safety, you want comfort, you want affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. I'm driving the Kia Sportage right now. I love this car. Both Kia and Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. Stop by and enjoy the Subaru Share the Love event. Get a great deal on every new Olathe Subaru and a $250 donation as soon as you make the purchase to a great charity. That's Bill George's Olathe Subaru, just off I-35 and Santa Fe. You can see him online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Swords for this titled man that we elected king.
Strangely, you wrote this song about George H.W. Bush.
I love his voice. Mm-hmm. I don't even care what he's singing. He could read the phone book.
Don Henley.
I would listen to that man sing.
On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
I just want to throw something out because I feel like a lot of people listening, like me, were traumatized as a child when they watched this. I would love to go back and ask my mom at some point. We need to have a conversation about this. Why we all watch this as children. Have you heard, and if you're over the age of 40, you're going to cringe when I say it, that Watership Down is coming back to Netflix.
Watership Down.
About the bunny rabbits? You never saw the Watership Down?
No.
you would still be having nightmares if you saw Watership Down.
I never saw
did you,
life.
Rodney? Did you watch Watership Down? All I remember, well, I remember three things about Watership Down before I tell you about its return on Netflix. I remember...
What was it on?
Cartooned rabbits with blood red eyes. I remember a rabbit trapped, scratching, and trying to get out, and he had bloody paws. And I remember this weird thing when the rabbits would die. There's a lot of death in this cartoon. They would like circle in a circle around and around and around and go up to the sky.
Huh.
And as a child, I think we watched it because we thought, well, it's a cartoon based on the novel. It's got to be good for kids. Netflix has come out and is warning parents this is not.
Oh, is it on Netflix
an
now?
An adaptation for kids. Did you watch it as a child?
I did not. I never even heard of it until a couple of years ago. Jonathan and I did a Friday list of disturbing children's movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Or children's stories. And there was all kinds of stuff on there, like the Child Collector on I want to say Ricky Tikki Tavi. That's not
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
The Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So anyways, the point is that one came up and everybody was freaking out about it. And I had no idea what they were talking about.
It's absolutely horrible. And I would love to call my mom and ask her.
I've read
like, what was the deal back then?
I haven't seen it.
Why did we watch it? Because I am now almost 45 years old and I still have these feelings of fear when I think about that cartoon. And it was a movie. It was like a 2-hour movie. But I think the rabbits were mean to each other.
Never
and they killed
it.
Each other.
Huh.
So listen to this. It says, if you have a memory of the 1978 animated movie Watership Down, it is probably a dark one. A lot of sweet rabbits are maimed and killed, and there are bigger themes of environmental collapse and decay. I was too young to figure that out. I think it was like 6 when we watched it. The film is adapted from a 1972 novel and affected an entire generation of kids and adults. In a recent interview, they claimed the book was always just a story about rabbits. However, producer Rory Aiken says the series that will make its return December 23rd is clearly not appropriate for younger children. I hated that thing. Like, I will not watch the reboot. I don't want to watch the original. I remember haunting music and rabbits killing one another. That's horrible as a child.
Well, it sounds bad.
I just remember scratching. I don't know if one of them was trapped or they were down a hole, but I very clearly remember one of them panting and tired and bleeding and scratching and trying to get out.
Now, I remember Animal Farm.
Yeah, I remember that.
But that I think that was just a book, or at least I remember it as a book. I don't remember seeing Animal Farm.
Mm-mm.
What was the one about the stuffed animal they made the kid throw away? I remember that too.
Chucky?
Velveteen Rabbit.
The Velveteen Rabbit, yeah.
You couldn't just toss it in the washing machine? Really?
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Some OxyClean.
Will Sterrett.
Questions about the price of tables. More next.
Hey, we all love great food, and you, my friends, are going to love Omaha Steaks. I happened upon them a couple, 3 years ago. Hello, I am in love. The family is in love. Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for more than 100 years, Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code word PARKS in the search bar, you get 74% off Omaha Steaks Family Gift Package, originally $195. Now just $49.99. Order now, and you get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus get 4 more burgers for free. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation, family-owned company with more than 100 years of experience. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar, P-A-R-K-S, and add the family gift package to your cart. That's omahasteaks.com.
5:31 in Kansas City. I'm Will Starrett. Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly is selling premium tables at her inaugural ball in January for $10,000. The plan has the inaugural committee and the State Ethics Commission conferring over compliance with legal limits on contributions. You see, Kansas law limits contributions to inaugural committees to $2,000. Tickets to Kelly's ball run from $100 to $1,000, but the committee is offering a $10,000 gold package for a table of 10 seats. Incoming governors typically rely on private donations to pay for the festivities. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says the president thinks Mexico will pay for the border wall through the new trade deal. Pelosi told colleagues privately that the president insisted during an Oval Office meeting Mexico will pay for the wall, quote, one way or another. She told him Mexico isn't going to pay for it, and the president responded that Mexico would pay with money the U.S. will make from the USMCA trade deal. People in Strasbourg, France, describe hearing a series of gunshots and screaming in the street during an attack near a Christmas market that killed four people. Resident Johan Bazard says he heard two or three shots and the screams before he went to a window and saw people running. He added that he closed the shutters in before hearing more gunfire. Traffic and weather together next. KMBZ News Time, 5:32.
Dana Wright here for good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Just go to that website, lowcostlifeinsurance.com. It just takes seconds. You plug in whether or not you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, the state you live in, and how much coverage you think you need. And if you're curious about that, that's where Stuart Woodbury comes in. He'll help you out. How much coverage do you need? How long do you need it? What type of coverage do you need? That's important, and that's going to vary from family to family. Give Stuart Woodbury a call. He is so great at this. He's been doing it for decades right here in the Kansas City area. He will make sure you and your family are appropriately covered with life insurance. 816-792-0700 is the number to call. 816-792-0700 or on the web, lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
More clouds for your Tuesday evening with temperatures cooling through the 40s. For tonight, we'll have a low right around 29 degrees and decreasing clouds heading into our Wednesday morning. For tomorrow, more of that sunshine, a high temperature of 49 degrees, just a little bit cooler than today. And then on your Chiefs Thursday, cloudy with showers and a windy day, highs only in the upper 30s. From Channel 9 and First Alert meteorologist Neville Miller, KBZ Weather.
53 downtown, 52 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
The deception with tight. Just what are you trying to say? You got a blank face with your intense. Communicate, pull out your body piece. You see dimensions.
The Fix. 1980. On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Story here from Channel 9. A divided Kansas Supreme Court has ruled that police can rely exclusively on their sense of smell to provide probable cause to do preliminary search of a home for drugs. The ruling came in a case where Lawrence police entered a man's apartment to search after saying they detected a strong smell of raw marijuana. Lawrence Hubbard appealed his conviction on the misdemeanor drug charges, arguing that the Lawrence police officers could not justify the search without a search warrant based only on their ability to smell. The state argued that probable cause suggested the security sweep the officers conducted before getting a search warrant was appropriate to ensure that no one inside Hubbard's apartment destroyed possible evidence in the case.
Now, when I first saw this on my timeline last night, I thought it was just about the smelling. The no warrant part of the story is very interesting to me, and I almost have to wonder if this will keep on going up to a higher court, Scott.
It almost has to. Based on your sense of
smell.
Now, I can already hear the arguments. Now, wait a minute, Dana. Wait a minute, Scott. If I am a police officer and I pull you over and I detect a smell of marijuana or alcohol from the car, That in and of itself is probable cause. That's fine. Driving is a privilege. Your property is a right.
Let me ask you this, because this story is in Lawrence. There are a lot of apartment complexes in Lawrence.
There are.
You are walking by somewhere along Tennessee Street where there's, you know, one of those little 8 or 9 unit small complexes, and you smell marijuana.
Okay.
You just start going into the doors because you smell it. Where's it coming from? I mean, it's one thing if you're walking by a house like on a corner. Okay, follow
one
me
of
here,
them.
Scott. You're walking by a house on a corner, and I'm picturing this small house in Topeka by where my parents live, and it's the only thing on that corner.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going by, you're a police officer, you smell something dastardly. It's coming from that house. There's no other house around. What do you do when it's an apartment complex?
I don't know.
You just start going in until you find it?
I'm looking up the Bill of Rights. You'll forgive me as I do this. I believe there is something in there about unwarranted, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. Oftentimes I am. I get it. But I'd like to know if there is a, and I think there is, a constitutional amendment that prohibits unwarranted search and seizure. Okay, yes, Article 2, President, I get it. Anyway, regardless, I'll find it here in a minute. I understand if the argument is you're driving in a car. I smell alcohol, Dana.
Mm-hmm.
Dana, I smell marijuana when I pulled you over, okay?
Yeah, so you are now a danger to me.
I don't know that you have the right to just walk up to somebody's house and say, I smell marijuana. Yeah, you're also on my property. Why don't you step back? All right, here we go. All right. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause.
Well, they're going to say here the smell is your probable cause.
Well, where is the warrant being issued then? Because that line's in there as well.
You're right. Particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in the warrant, they can't just say, we want to go into your house because we think there's something on your computer. They have to say, we want to go into your house for this reason, this reason, mm-hmm. this reason, and we anticipate finding and seizing item A, B, C, and D.
Now, the police's argument, Dana, in Lawrence was, well, we were afraid he would destroy the evidence. That's the chance you have to take. Because you're riding by my house, okay? Dana, and I'm going to throw out the absurd to prove the absurd.
Okay.
A police officer is walking around my apartment complex. He looks in my window, and I'm on my computer, and I am watching adult entertainment.
Not illegal?
Not illegal. But whoa. The person on that computer looks like she is borderline 18 years old, maybe 17.
Okay.
Do they have the right? I'm watching a perfectly legal website.
Right. With a 20-year-old actress.
Right. But do they have the right to come into my home, seize my computer, for fear that I would delete anything off of my computer that might be used against me in court without a warrant? And the answer is no.
When is a warrant not required? There are times when police can perform a search without a warrant.
When they fear somebody else's personal safety is at risk.
Yes. If probable cause does occur, such as a suspect runs away, a gunshot is heard from another room in a home, or even when an individual makes a sudden movement, a search becomes legal without a warrant. Here are the exemptions, okay?
Okay.
Exemption number one is consent. If you freely and voluntarily say, come on into my house. Number two exemption, the plain view doctrine. Do you remember this from con law?
Mm-hmm.
The plain view doctrine. Police officers can legally search an area and seize evidence if it is clearly visible. If the police see an illegal act occurring outside of your home, they may perform a search and seize evidence from your home without a search warrant. For example, they stop you for speeding, they see marijuana in the window, a search can be conducted without a warrant. Okay?
Okay.
Exemption number three, a search incident to an arrest. They can perform a search in connection with the arrest. Exemption four, exigent circumstances.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, this might be where they're going to get you. If the police feel that the time it would take to get a warrant would jeopardize public safety or lead to the loss of evidence, they can perform the search without a warrant. So they hear a child screaming inside of a home. Please stop. Please stop.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You
go
and
in.
We would not find
we
fault
would
with that.
Never find no. fault with that. Please go in. Save the life of that child. That is an exigent circumstance. Here's what bugs me about this whole thing. You might be able to say that they might be able to destroy some marijuana plants. That's an exigent circumstance. Are we really taking this all the way up to the Kansas Supreme Court over marijuana?
Yes.
Show me a meth lab that's about to explode and you got children in there. All day long, I will say go in there and search that house. We're really running through this exercise over some marijuana plants that, correct me if I'm wrong, the Missouri voters just overwhelmingly approved a small number of for personal use.
From the text line, 0699, wow, do you guys have even a small clue about what you talk about? No.
Well, we just read the Constitution and all four exemptions to illegal search and seizure.
But 0699, you are welcome to call in and correct. We have never said we are smarter than you because we're not.
This was not consent. Let's go over the exemptions again. This man in Lawrence. This was a smell test.
That's right.
So exemption number one, consent. It's not consent. Exemption number two, the plain view doctrine. There's nothing in the story that says
no
they
indication.
Saw...
They
the
smelled.
Plants.
They smelled it.
Exemption
marijuana.
Number three: search incident to arrest. That does not apply here. Exemption number four: exigent circumstances. It's certainly not public safety.
No.
This does not jeopardize public safety to wait and go get a warrant. They're going to argue it could lead to the loss of evidence.
Only if he knew they were out there.
And it's important to point this out, Scott. This court was divided. What was the ruling?
I have to look.
Was it 5-4?
I believe, no.
I'm going to go back and look.
This isn't U.S. Supreme Court. This is Kansas Supreme Court.
How many are there? Five?
I have no idea, Dana. Don't do this to me.
I'm asking.
4-3 vote.
It was 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
So even three of the justices did not think that this should be okay.
Correct.
Four of them did.
Correct.
This is going to go up to a higher court.
576-7798. You know, knock on wood, it happens to none of us, but if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. They are without a doubt the best in the business. I've been out there many times. Dale's a personal friend. I have watched his crews at work, and I can tell you, they're the best. They are the best. Their reputation is so good, they've had people drive in from Omaha, Columbia, you name it. That's how good they are. And their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's their number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you. Hey, it's Scott Parks here to talk to you about my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy. Let's be honest, embarrassed with their smiles. Picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile this holiday season. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. What sets Dr. Headley apart, he is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging. This is going to show you how your smile will look after the procedure. The best part, it's pain-free. Most smile makeovers are completed in two appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Caremark's are had it done. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com. Jam 1986, Top Gun soundtrack. Berlin. I'm going to take
big issue with this one, 3106, and I'm not mad at you, but you're just dead wrong. 3106 writes, 98.1 FM is becoming more and more anti-police. First Jamie and Wicket, now Dana, and then you as well, Parks.
What?
Let me assure you that I've been accused of being many things, 3106. Anti-police is not one of them. Pro-police might be. In fact, I need not remind you that this show, every year, hosts a bowling bash with all of the proceeds going to the families of officers killed in the line of duty. So you can suck it.
And can I just say one difference?
We are not anti-police. I am pro-constitution.
This topic has nothing to do with the officers that are following what
absolutely,
they believe to be the law.
Absolutely not, Dana.
This
You're so
is
right.
about a court decision. And I do want to say this. I looked it up. The Supreme Court weighed in on this sort of in 2011, but the case is different, and here's why. It was an 8-1 decision, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg being the sole dissent, by the way. They ruled that officers could kick down your door mm-hmm. without a warrant in certain cases if they smelled reefer. But here's the difference. Police officers in that case in Lexington, Kentucky.
Did you just say reefer?
That's what it says. Oh. Police officers in Lexington, Kentucky were following a suspected drug dealer. Okay. They were trailing a drug dealer. They followed the dealer to an apartment. They smelled marijuana, knocked loudly, and heard all kinds of noises coming from the apartment. The officers believed the noises were consistent with the destruction of evidence. The court ruled 8-1. That they were allowed to do that. The difference in that case is they were already following the suspected drug dealer. To me, that's a huge difference than just walking by your house, Scott,
right,
and someone thinks they smell marijuana in the air.
Right.
We don't know who lives here.
And I think, Dana, you can be pro-police and pro-constitution. In fact, I would argue...
I would hope we're all pro-constitution.
I think you're right. And I would argue most people who identify as police officers would say that they are pro-constitution. They understand the rights. They know that if they do something that violates your constitutional rights, they're going to hear about it in court. And then when they hear about it in court, they're going to hear about it from their boss.
Well, it would also it jeopardizes that case and could jeopardize...
any other case they've
done.
That's right. Barbara in Kansas City. Barbara, hello.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi there. Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to weigh on this because I think it's a great thing. I live in an apartment and I have a young son, and I have multiple neighbors that smoke weed all the time. And, you know, I'm not in a situation to where I can leave my apartment and go find a house to live in to where I don't have to deal with it. That smell seeps into my house. It doesn't necessarily affect my son or myself, but it's just the principle behind it. I don't want that type of environment around my son. I don't want those type of people around my son. So, you know, I'm all for if the cops stroll by my apartment and smell that, I'm all for it. Go into my neighbor's apartments, like destroy all of it.
But all of them, Barbara, that's my problem with the apartment complex thing. How do they know? How would you know which apartment it's coming from?
Well, so I live in a fourplex.
Okay.
So, you know, if they so happened and they think it's coming from my apartment, feel free to knock on my door, come in, take a look around.
Oh.
You're not going to find anything.
Oh.
You're not going to find anything.
Hey, Barbara, do you mind?
I always hate that argument.
Do you mind if I look through your email and your Facebook?
Yeah, you're still not going to find anything. I mean, I have
nothing. So you're okay with the government? Wait. You're okay with the government coming to your door and saying, we have no reason to look through here, but we want to. You're okay with that?
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something giving them a reason to think there's something there.
But don't you think if they think there is something there, they should go and follow the Constitution and get a warrant?
Well, how would they think something's in my email? How would a local police department think something's in my email? That's where I'm coming from.
I understand your argument, and your argument's legitimate. However, well, if they suspected you of another crime, they could certainly go through your email with a warrant.
But if you called the police right now and they showed up at the apartment complex, and let's say you live in apartment 3, okay? Mm-hmm. 3B. And the person you just called to the police lives in 3A. Well, they came to your door and they said, Barbara, we got a call that there is some marijuana smoking going on in here. We want to take a look. You said, no. I'm the one who called in. It's that apartment across the hall, not mine. And they said, no, we got a call. They said 3B. They misunderstood. You'd be okay with the government just walking right through and looking through your stuff, looking through your drawers?
Well, see, again, I would have nothing to hide. If I'm that caller that reported this,
dangerous.
I understand what you're saying, Barbara. That argument just makes me cringe.
I'm sorry, but I have a small child at home, and I don't want it around him.
Okay. All right, Barbara. Okay. If the police show, I have nothing to hide in my house. I have nothing to hide. There is no naughty sex toys, nothing. I got nothing in my house. If the police knock on my door, they better damn well have a warrant. Or you're not coming in. And I'm not anti-police. I am pro-police. I have nothing in my house that would embarrass me. Nothing. But you better have a warrant if you want to search my house. Because that is my house. Barbara, be very careful what you wish for. You may just get it. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. Don't forget, this Friday, we are at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Liberty, right there on the border of Kansas City and Liberty. Love to see you there. Spend Friday afternoon with you. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come.
Happening now on KMBZ, a gunman still on the loose in France. More next.
Diamonds Direct is now open. You've been hearing me talk about it. Now you have to go check it out. A whole new concept in jewelry shopping in Leawood at 119th and Row. A beautiful showroom. Light, bright, relaxed. Music's playing. Great vibe. And case after case of dazzling diamond and fine jewelry. It's like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once. And just in time for the holidays, this is the largest selection of rings, earrings, bracelets, bands, pendants. Here's the best part, the value. The prices are unreal. Shop around. Diamonds Direct, they encourage it, but they will absolutely beat anyone else's price on any diamond. And that goes for diamond stud earrings, diamond pendants, and any certified engagement ring diamond. Plus, Diamonds Direct gives you a free lifetime warranty on any purchase. And only Diamonds Direct will give you a 110% upgrade guarantee. Let's say you buy a diamond today. You want to upgrade to a bigger one in the future. Fine. They'll give you 110% on that previous diamond. Diamonds Direct, the store that will forever change how people here buy diamonds, is now open. 119th and Row in Leawood.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.